the Liberty Net on Saturday night, looking for check-ins. I already see Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX Tennessee. You're sounding really good here in Ohio.
Okay, well, a little bit noisy here. We're getting all that rainstorm and stuff passing over the top of it, so it's a little noisy, but you're still coming across it quite well.
A lot of noise here, but you're sounding good, so apparently you got the computer working.
Yeah, it's kind of remarkable. It's about time I got this raggedy piece of junk from the corner. So hopefully we can tap through the locker and pick up anybody that wants to make a comment to the locker before it's over. Pretty good. I'm trying to do it too, Bob. But hey, thanks for picking me up, and see who else we can pick up.
So, Mr. Jesse, I got you in there as number two. Miss Laura, I've got her in as number three. And I see that even though we're a little noisy, Juan Bob, he's in there. So, I've got him listed as number four. So, let me see who else I've got. I'm using an SDR because the band is kind of noisy and bad. But with that being said, CQ, looking for section. For the real Liberty Net, the Saturday night Liberty Net, over.
Turn on the afterburner.
Well, I got my afterburners on, but I don't hear anything. Why don't you give it a shout and I'll pay attention.
Okay, roger. Hey, good evening, or should I say afternoon, everyone, here on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray. Hey, Miss Charlie, I am Jesse. I'm your relay station here for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. And we're calling CQ, looking for check-ins. Good evening. Alright, once again, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray. And Charlie, I am your relay station down here, and we're taking check-ins. Anyone out there would like to join us or cannot copy net control, call now.
Jesse, I don't hear anything new, so I will open the door and we'll see what we have on the other side.
Alright, sounds good, Bob. Take it away.
Good evening to all participants on this 75-year Liberty Net tonight. This is a direct intent, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current event discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor W1-WCR. This is the Arum Net, the Gold Liberty Thought Standard. That would be from N2IRJ assistance. Go to libertynetradio.org.org. Don't go to the other domains because your eyes will be burnt from possible pedophilia. Let's see here. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With the beginning, I will start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I will be back in the rocking chair and see if I have any new check-ins. CQ, CQ, CQ.
RSA.
Mr. Mode, 880, you got a seat over? You got a seat over?
Yes, all ears tonight.
All righty, Mr. Jensen, I heard you down the band on 3919, but that frequency seemed a lot worse than this frequency, over.
Yeah.
I heard you on 3919 earlier tonight.
Roger.
Alrighty, sir. Good to hear you. With that being said, I'm going to try one more time.
I'll open the doors.
And if not, I'll open the doors. CQCQ, looking for check-in for the Real Liberty Net. Since the band is a little long, I'll try to keep it short, but I'm going to start out tonight with the epic time. I definitely enjoy the epic time. My first article is Progressive District Attorneys Radically Change Rule of Law in California Cities. Over 50 prosecutors and other staff have quit or been fired since new San Francisco DA took office. Los Angeles, amid a wave of smash and grab robberies and other crimes, a former prosecutor is claiming that more than 50 prosecutors, support, and victim service staff have quit their jobs over San Francisco District Attorney Tessa Holden's progressive criminal justice reform policy. The office would be closed, said the former prosecutor, to produce a list of those who have left their jobs since Bodine was sworn into office on January 10th of 2020. Not all of them quit, but most of them quit. Some were fired. The individual who requested anonymity, for fear of reprisal. The list isn't up to date. I think four have left. Let me go to page 6 here. I got to move over one more page. The article is so I won't be going. Bodine fired 7 prosecutors during his second day on the job. Another former investigative supervisor sued Bodine for wrongful termination last month, claiming retaliation for calling out improper and unlawful actions by the two prosecutors. Bodine's office hasn't responded to inquiries by the FBI. Oh, and they probably won't. The individual also cited a September 24th court proceeding during which Superior Court Judge Bruce Chan raised concerns about actions taken in the district attorney's office. For what it's worth, let me say a few things, maybe from a forlorn hope that someone in the DA's office might pay attention. Court Tenskin cites Chan as saying he wholeheartedly supports Bodine's efforts to reform the criminal justice system, but he said, I cannot express in any more certain terms my disapproval of the manner in which the office of the district attorney is being managed. That's a quote. The next quote is, we simply cannot have the current level of intervention disorganizations and expect there to be any public confidence in what we do here collectively. So, kind of a crap storm over there in California. I heard in the news today that for the first time in California's history, their population is not only staying at its normal level, it has decreased. People are moving out. Go figure. The problem is when those people move out, they move into another area and they bring their bad politics and bad policies with them. And that is a shame. With that being said, let me try one more time. Thank you. Looking for seconds for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, Mr. Jesse. I'm going to take it over to my relay station, and that would be you. KG4, yes, good to hear you tonight, and even better to see you on NetLogger.
Hey, very good, Bob. Yeah, I'm kind of glad to be able to keep things going here and see what's going on in the net logger. And, yeah, this is KG4ZXC of the Voter Electrifrog State of Pennsylvania. Yep, we had voter frauds, but the main thing is election fraud. Is being overtaken by Dominion machines and everything else, and it's going to take an act of something beyond Congress to make it better. But thank you, Bob, for on the net tonight, and this is Jesse once again out of the Allegheny here in the Election Fraud State. Let's see, what do I have to bring to the table, Bob? Real quick one, am I still coming in okay?
You are loud and clear.
Okay, well, good to know. All right, well, let's see. What do we have for tonight? Well, I want to bring to the table something everybody needs to remember, but I'm going to wait the next round before I bring that one up. Anyway, off of Gateway Pundit today, if you look on Gateway Pundit about a couple scrolls down, you'll see thousands who turned out to see President Trump in Houston. It's an amazing sight, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't see this, you need to take a look at it. If you have internet, please do go to that page. Anyway, tens of thousands of folks, sent Trump supporters turned out to see President Trump with Bill O'Reilly on their history tour tonight in Houston, Texas. The Tokyo Center in Houston holds over 19,000 at capacity. Who else can get this type of crowd in the arena today? Donald J. Trump. Yep, that's right. Donald Trump, he brings in a crowd regardless of how everybody else tries to portray him to be a no-show people to come out to support him. But, I tell you what, 20,000 people, that's a good start if they'll fill up that kind of arena in that short amount of time. So it looked like it's a great event, and I'm sorry I didn't get to check in on it tonight because I've been working here in the radio room. But anyway, I thought if you look at this picture, you'll understand that there's no way Creepy Joe Brandon won this election. And we'll just leave it at that. Hey, Bob, good to hear you tonight. Everybody else in there. And Mr. Moe, I did copy you, Dwayne and Charlie. So good evening, Moe. And this is, and Mr. Lama, it's the IRJ. And yes, you can catch us on libertynetradio.org. Yes, don't type in anything extra.
You may be surprised.
Hey, but we are on the net logger, so if you'd like to make a comment or anything out there to us, here we are tonight on the logger, and we can respond a little bit. So back to you, Bob, KHJ1 and Saturday Night Living Net. Take it away, Bob.
All right, this is Jesse. Thank you, thank you. I see Mr. Gary's on, WB2JAX. I put you on the log, Mr. Gary, so. Next, I got Miss Laura into JTT, but unfortunately, there's no transmitter. But we know that the Miss Laura and the cranky old Mr. Barton, the net manager, is listening, so that's a nice thing. So hopefully we will get a transmitter in their hands. Let's see. Next is Mr. Swan Boss. We had him down last week, and then he spoke, which is kind of exciting. So, Mr. Bob, Kilo Bravo 3, Papa Echo Tango. What kind of words do you have for us for an opener? Over. Nothing heard from Mr. Bob. We'll come back to him. Mr. Moe, I'm going to reach out to you. Good evening. KD0RSA, any first thoughts? KAHJOY.
KAHJOY. Thank you, Bob, for picking me up. I did leave the paper out in the pickup. I left Bob's paper out in the pickup. Forgot to bring it in today. Anyway, I do appreciate getting on the net, and I heard that Texas has put up $3 billion to build on the wall. So they're concerned about it, and they're going to build on the wall. And down there in the right-hand bottom corner of the first page of the Epic Times, there's an article there. I can't remember the guy's name, but he said that people are going to have to just ignore Biden and start governing like the people should in this country. KD0RSA, I'll turn it back to you, Bob. Over.
All right, Mr. Mo. Yes, I really enjoyed the Epic Times. There's some good articles and most everything that I bring to the table tonight will be from the Epic Times. So thank you for being with us. I hear you on the radio and on the SDR. So KD0RSA, KDJOY. Let me drop down to Mr. Gary. I didn't say good evening to you yet, but I saw you on MBOX, so I'm assuming you're with us. Good evening, Mr. Gary. How your day's been real quick, and then start off with your thoughts. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet, Alpha, and an X-ray. Roger, my noise floor is kind of high, about an 8 or a 9, but you're about 15 over S9, so I copy you good. Good evening to Randy and Russ. Oh, there's KK4WX. How exciting. Let me put that in. KK4WX. Good evening, Mr. Russell. I just typed your name into NetLogger, and it is your turn. Over.
Okay, maybe that'll be a little better. Make sure I got all the right knobs turned and and all the needles going in the right direction, and I believe they are. Okay, everything's looking good here on this end, so I hopefully am doing okay on your end, Bob. And good evening to you.
KK4WA
for ID.
Well,
I don't have much to report on that probably everybody hadn't already heard about, but not really any so-called news. I was just listening, though, to some of the usual sources of news and stuff that I listen to during the week, and it's just alarming to hear all the to hear all the locations and stuff that our elections have been illegally messed with and whatnot, whatever you want to call it, however you want to say it. It's just absolutely and totally dumbfounding as to how that they could get away with it. And one of the ones that I'm not sure if you've heard this or not. I'm sure you have, though. It's been over some of the unusual sources of news, not necessarily I don't know if it's been on Fox or Newsmax or not. Sometimes I don't listen to those sources anymore. I'll be honest with you, if it doesn't come from a Christian source of news, I don't much trust in it anymore. But anyway, this Mark Zuckerberg, who is a head over Facebook, or the founder of Facebook, whatever you want to call him, he's got a Chinese wife. I don't know much about her, but it's kind of seems a little bit convenient for his wife to be Chinese, and now he's done got his hands into all of the election votes throughout the country. He's given millions and millions and millions of dollars away to influence our elections. And whether the election boards and all, or whether they're outright cheating or whatever have you, it's going on. And one of the major things that seems like that's going on is, according to what I understand, is they have really amassed together most of the Democrats and left-wingers, and they represent most of what's running the polls. In other words, during elections, all of the workers and things like that. You got more Democrats running the election than anybody else. It's supposed to be like in Wisconsin. I was of the understanding, if I heard this right, that there was supposed to be an equal amount on each party. In other words, if there was three poll workers that was Democrat, then there was supposed to be three Republican workers on the same, so that one could watch the other. But it's not. It's far from it. From what I understand, it's like, I'm not saying it's an exact number, but it's almost like 10 to 1 or something. They just don't have the Republicans that are volunteering to staff these polls and whatnot and to watch things during our election. So, folks, we've got to get off of our, looks like we're going to have to get off of our panties and start volunteering for some of this poll work when these elections are going on, because obviously there's a lot of cheating going on, and Mark Zuckerberg is basically giving away millions and millions and millions of dollars to basically, he's buying these elections or influencing them through the poll work. That's about all I have to say on this one, Bob. I don't know if I'll have much else to say tonight either. I don't have a whole lot prepared, but anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along, and it's really alarming to see what kind of stuff is going on. Sandy Rios in the morning, her show is one of the ones that I was listening to on this, and she had a special guest who had been all involved in uncovering a lot of this this cheating and stuff that's going on with our election. Folks, if we don't get this fixed, they could say, well, we just need to start over. We just need to, you know, the next time it'll be different. No, we've got to fix what happened in 2020. There needs to be some prosecution. We need to come out. If there was a poll worker that was cheating and they were caught red-handed, they need to be brought to trial, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. From what I understand, if you do anything like that, it's a felony. So that would take away your right to even vote in the future. So we just got to get off of our butts and start working and working on these volunteering for these polls and all that, and keeping an eye on what's going on. If we don't, and then I don't know if that's going to help. We got all these states now with Dominion voting machines. I mean, how foolish can you get? They go after and install, especially right here, even in our own state of Georgia. The state of Georgia has always been a red state, if you want to call it red. It's always been conservative and everything until all of a sudden Brian Kemp goes out, Brian Kemp and Raffensperger, and they bring in Dominion voting machines, and now all of a sudden our election's in the middle of the night. Trump bleeding all the way through all night long, and in the middle of the night all of a sudden it changes. Now, don't you find that just to be a little strange? So if we don't get rid of the Dominion voting machines, if we don't start watching the polls ourselves and have an equal number of Republicans versus the Democrats, I don't know if we'll ever win another election. KAHJOY from KK4WX.
Roger, Roger. That's a true statement. We've got to get control of it because they showed that they could do it once. There's nothing to say they won't do it again. Thank you, Roger. KK4WX. KAHJOY. With that being said, I'm at the bottom of my list. Let me see who else is out there. CQ. This is KAHJOY for the real Saturday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so I'll start off with another article. This is the one that Mo was talking about in the Epic Times. Arizona border city overrun by tens of thousands of illegal aliens. Yuma, Arizona sees more than 21,000 border crossers arrested in October, 114,000 years to date. Yuma Mayor Justin Nichols said he issued a declaration due to the overprecedented numbers of immigrants in the city prior to being processed and released by the Border Patrol. The action enabled the city, which has nearly 100,000 residents, to receive state and federal funding to try to combat the crisis. Apprehensions of illegal immigrants in the Border Patrol's Yuma sector have increased since President Joe Biden took office in January. Go figure. ICE agents in the sector made around 8,800 arrests in the fiscal year that ended September 2020. They made more than 114,000 arrests in the same period of 2021, and 21,623 arrests alone in the month of October. In recent weeks, Yuma has been inundated with illegal immigrants and thousands of crossing borders. Some got tired of waiting by the border fence to be picked up by the Border Patrol, so they walked into the city. Wouldn't that be nice for the residents of Yuma? On December 4th, when the last influx began, the 911 dispatch center was tied up for hours with calls from illegal aliens asking for transportation, food, and clothing. That's not our responsibility. But of course, they get into this country and they want the gifts of America. The Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmont told me at the time. Around 300 were arriving at the hospital every day, he said. And they say it's all COVID, that's all bullcrap. Not for medical assistance, but to request transport and supplies. Others wandered around looking for the Border Patrol station. Law enforcement is overwhelmed, Wilmont said. On October 10th, the Epic Times witnessed more than 100 illegal immigrants being picked up by border agents after crossing into Yuma. Isn't it amazing? You see the important words here? Illegal immigrants. They are breaking the laws of the country of America. But it's just like the Biden administration. He's treasonous. He's not upholding and protecting our boundaries. The group included 8 nationalists, including 2 Russian men, 4 Bangladeshis, 3 Romanians, 33 Venezuelans, and 50 Colombians. 6 young men from India were in the border fence area the previous evening. So it's out of control. It's just totally a mess. And the Biden administration and Kathleen Kamala, they just ignore it. They allow this to happen. I don't see why how we can't get the courts involved for him not upholding what he was sworn to do, and that's the boundaries of this great country. With that being said, Mr. Jesse, KG4, CX Tennessee, what's on your thoughts, round number 2?
Well, good evening, Bob. Once again, KG4ZXC out of the election fraud state of Pennsylvania here. Let's see. The band is starting to shift around, Bob. First of all, how am I coming in?
Well, you've lessened your signal, but I still hear you.
Okay, Bob. Well, yeah, I know that it's getting a little bit on the long side, I believe. Hey, well, if you copy me, okay, I'll continue on.
Oh, my God. We don't need to listen to
that.
Yes. Hey, thanks, Bob.
K8KOY in the Saturday night living net. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie out of the Electric Frost State of Pennsylvania once again coming to you out of the Allegheny Mountains of PA. Well, anyway, I wanted to bring up this story about Omar. If you guys have ever paid any attention to the past on some of the news that came out of InfoWars and some of the other publications from Gateway Pundits, there was a story about Omar and her past. Well, I want to remind everybody that that Ilhan Omar, her father, was a top propagandist. Did you know that? If you didn't, you haven't been listening to the Liberty Net much. Anyway, officials in genocidal bar regime. This, he changed his and her name to enter the United States illegally. So, you know, Ilhan Omar is nothing but outside terrorist in the making. On Tuesday, the Democratic Party unanimously passed Ilhan Omar's Anti-Islamophobia Act. Yeah, that's just what we need. Proposed bills that go nowhere. Anyway, do these Democrats know Ilhan Omar made it into this country illegally? In July 19, 2019, we reported on Omar's father. He is what we reported. In the report, David found that Omar's family changed their name in order to enter the United States. Let's see, I think that's fraud, if I'm not mistaken. But in 1995, Ilhan entered the United States as a fraudulent member of the Omar family. This is not her family. The Omar family is a second unrelated family which is being granted asylum by the United States. The Omar allowed Ilhan, her genetic sister Sarah, and her genetic father Noor, said that used false names and applied for asylum as members of the Omar family. Ilhan's genetic family split up at this time. And let's see, above three received asylum in the United States, while Ilhan's three other siblings used their real names and managed to get asylum in the United States and the United Kingdom also. So they infiltrated the country illegally, and yet these people are running for our senates and our statehoods and all the places that Americans need to be in charge of. But yeah, we elect terrorists now in any system as long as the state votes for it. What a crock of crap. Anyway, her father's name before applying for asylum was Noor Said Elmi Mohammed. Her sister Sarah Noor named before applying for asylum was Sarah Noor Said Emily. And her siblings were granted asylum in the United Kingdom, and Lord Noor Said Elma Mohammed Noor Said Emily and Ahmad Noor. So the whole damn family got involved in this country illegally, and yet this is what's running Minnesota. I tell you what, we got a lot to worry about here in this country on a daily basis, and this is part of our big problem right now. Nobody's being vetted in this great country. Hi, Bob, I've just got my blood pressure raised up. So back to you and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KT4ZXC.
Jesse, yeah, the band definitely had to change. I listened to you on an SDR, so hopefully it'll wind its way back. So thank you, sir. KG4DX to the Z, KJOI. Let me go down and say hi to Miss Laura and to JTT and to IRJ. Good evening to both of you. And with that being said, let me see if I can pick up Swan Bob again. KB3TET. Mr. Swan Bob, are you listening? Nothing heard from Swan Bob. The band's not doing good, but let me reach out and see if I can say hi to Mr. Mo. KD0RSA. Mr. Mo, KAJOY. Thank you for pointing me to that article in Epic Times.
KD0RSA. Well, thank you, Bob, for the paper. And we're getting a little cool out here tonight. We've got a full moon, and we're down to about 12 degrees at the present time. And it's a little on the cool side out there. Otherwise, I'd have walked that back out to the shop and got the paper. I don't have nothing else to add right now. I'll just sit here and listen. KD0RSA, back to you, Bob, over.
All righty, Mr. Mo. I hear you pretty good on my radio. And I hear you excellent on the computer radio in Massachusetts. So you're making the trip. Your radio is performing tonight. So KD0RSA in 12 degree weather. KAHJO. Wow. Mr. Gary with Bravo 2. Dang it, I got the hiccups. I'm sorry. Juliet Alpha X-ray. Mr. Gary, your thoughts number 2.
I'm going to be a little bit of a
Picking up pretty rough right now, even on my end. I don't know where it all coming from, but yeah, I didn't hear rough on my end. Russ, if you copy, this is KT4ZXC. It's your turn, Russ, if you're there. Nothing, Bob.
Over.
Yeah, I got you. I can still read you okay, but the noise is starting to overwhelm everybody.
Yes, it's fucking fun. That's really sad. All right, well, I'll go back up to the top. Maybe we'll have to take some short steps because of the fan conditions.
Under the Federal Emergency Management Agency are activated to help the search and recovery effort, including 90 members from Indiana, 45 from Missouri, and 45 from Tennessee. Spokesperson for Ohio Task Force told the Epic Times. The Ohio of Medical Search and Rescue and Logistics staff arrived in Kentucky around 6 a.m. on December 13th. Within 2 hours, it had started work in Graves County in southwestern Kentucky. The task force is being led by Jim O'Connell of the Columbus Fire Department. They are conducting wide area searches. They are searching a flat or grid of property looking for victims. So a very sad event. Even Joe tried to blame it on global warming. But if you look at the statistics of no weather, the tornadoes, the severe tornado activity in the United States in the last 2 decades, less than compared to what it was in the 50s and 70s. But that can't be because of global war. But of course, every one of that a disaster goes unexploited. So with that being said, let me jump up to Mr. Jesse again, KG4 and KG1.
Okay, very good, Bob, and thank you again. How am I coming in?
Very good.
Okay, very good. All right. Thank you, Bob. All right, this is Kilo, Ground 4, Zulu X-Ray, and Charlie of the Election Fraud State of Pennsylvania, coming to you live from the Allegheny Mountains. Hey, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and let's see. Thank you, Bob, for running the net. Miss Laura into JTT, and Mr. Marty into IRJ, and manager, and Mr. Gary, good to hear you, sir. And Mr. Moe out of Nebraska, Mr. Russ, I was going to say hello to him, and he vanished before I could say good evening. But anyway, thanks everybody for being here tonight. I wanted to bring up a little bit of information on the Arizona election from fraud that was going on out there. Wendy Rogers, she says, I have to call to decertify the election in Arizona. Arizona State Senator demands updates on the election investigation outside of Arizona Attorney General's office. So what's going on is that Bonovich, the Attorney General, he's playing hard to find now. So evidently another has been compromised by the deep state. Anyway, on Friday, hundreds of American patriots rallied outside the Arizona Attorney General's office to protest of the stolen 2020 election. The Gateway Pundit reported on the damning evidence of the election fraud that was presented in Maricopa County and Pima County, Arizona, and delivered to Attorney General Mark Brnovich nearly 3 months ago. Yeah, this guy is dragging his feet. He's another MIA operative that's been paid off by the deep state, and everybody knows it. Just like Wisconsin, they're trying to sweep that one under the rug. They're trying to sweep Michigan's under the rug as well. Pennsylvania, they call them some of bitches red-handed, and they got them on video in the county above Philadelphia. So I tell you, it's rampant. Everybody knows it, and we all need to pray for Mike Lindell when he goes take his case to the Supreme Court over the lawsuit with Dominion. So anyway, it's crazy waiting for results. But anyway, the Arizona is waiting for answers yet, and they have heard nothing from his office. The recent Pima County election integrity hearing provided evidence of fraudulent voter registration, which one town has over 200% voter registration rate. Yep, that's right, 200%. They've got people that's living there that ain't never been living in the state. The population growth is double of what the legal voting age and everybody who's been registered to vote. So they have doubled the voter registration. So what does that tell you? Everything has been election fraud from the get-go. Anyway, it is clear after it was found statewide in Arizona, multi-facets of election fraud took place in every part of the state. Thousands of potential fraud voters' registrations were discovered in both counties. Anyway, the Gateway Pundit correspondent Jordan Conrad, spoke to Arizona Senator Wendy Rogers outside the Attorney General Brnovich's office to get her thoughts on her hearing and Mark Brnovich stalling of justice. He is not doing his job, and now he needs to be removed just like everybody else, because nobody wants to do their damn job in this country anymore. All right, anyway, there's my rant for tonight, Bob. So thanks everybody who's been here tonight, and I know the band is quite noisy, so hopefully we made it across. This is KG4ZXNC out of the Election Fraud State of Pennsylvania, back to KHJOY and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Take it away, Bob.
And be done. But with that being said, Ms. Laura, N2JTT, N2IRJ, Mr. Paul, thank you for doing the recording. And hopefully Mr. Ted in Akron is able to hear on SDR, and he also will be doing a recording. So Mr. Swan Bob has signed for the night. Let me jump down to Mr. Mo one more time. KE0RSA with a 12-degree weather. What's your final thought? Over.
KE0RSA. Well, thank you, Bob, for picking me up. I could hear Jesse very good also. I couldn't hear Georgia down there. X whatever his last call is. But anyway, if you think about it, China has put those women in here to marry these guys to get influence or just flat out pass that information all back to China. McConnell, you know, He's got a Japanese, I mean a Chinese wife, and you just mentioned that fella down there. I can't remember who it was now, but I just heard it. But he's got a Chinese wife. Not many more of them has got Chinese wife. Well, I remember hearing somebody that went to China, and he was I forget what he was, but anyway, why he went over there and was living over there, and the Chinese government, communist government, had this beautiful Chinese girl be his whatever go-between. Well, what she actually was she was supposed to spy on him and turn it back to the Chinese government so they could arrest him and do whatever to him. But it ended up by they got along so good that she defied the communist government, and they ended up, I guess, getting married and coming back to the States. But that's what the Chinese communists are doing. They're sending them girls over here, and they're smart, they're educated, they're smart, and they're pretty, and they're marrying these up-the-up fellows that are in the government. KG0RSA, I'll get off my high horse and turn it back to you, Bob. Over.
Well, thank you for being on your high horse. That's a good thing. Yeah, some of the Chinese women are pretty. So you're right. You've got to move into that Chinese Communist Party, and obviously very difficult to break those ties. Thank you, Mr. Mo. KG0RSA, KGY. Mr. Garrett? Whiskey Bravo 2, Julian Alpha X-ray. What are your thoughts, sir?
Okay, Bob, KAHJOY, WB2JAX. I heard Mo real good. I guess the band is long. Last thing I'm going to say is the Europeans are fed up. They're out there riding in the streets, and I think France has shut down four nuclear power plants because they expect the coal and gas industry to you know, monitor how much you can use your gas, etc., on and on. But anyway, it's been interesting, and like I said before, I don't want to repeat myself 100 times over, but it's time, I think Russ also said it, it's time to get off your dust. And at least you can do. At least if you're listening, shortwave guys, and just make one or two comments to your legislator. It doesn't matter what brand you use. It could be an R or a D. It don't matter. They all fit. But just threaten, saying, just make up a number if you have to. Even if you go out and get a few neighbors to sign a little petition. That's the only thing that they're scared of is to lose their job. So make up a little petition, even if it's kind of fake. And threaten with 3, 4, 5 things. Immigration, lockdown, all this kind of baloney. Going to the airport, showing a stupid passport, all this baloney. Get me your Congress people. That's the only way we're going to get out of this shit. WB2JAX, I'm done.
All righty, sir. Very good words. I have to tell you, I write both my sisters, one is a D and one is an R, and I write my House of Representatives. So Ohio has a very good House of Representatives, Jim Jordan. He's an R, very outspoken, and often I do it, Max. He is featured and interviewed, but unfortunately, we don't have enough of Jim Jordan to fill that House of Representatives. I did not realize there were 435 House of Representatives, and of course, 100 senators. So that's what makes up that group in the swamp. All righty. Let me jump down and see if Mr. Russ is back with us. KK4WX, KA8JOI.
It's a child. Is this a child on frequency?
There's some poops running loose. Let's see, Paul mentioned the same the other chair.
Keep up with things, not being an educated person. But anyway, hey, I got this story off of Gateway Pundit here tonight that I think everybody would be quite interesting to hear. Hey, let's see. U.S. has enough highway sound barrier walls to protect the entire southern border, nearly 1.5 times. The United States has enough highway sound barriers to protect the southern wall nearly 1.5 times. It says it describes the sand barriers are created next to highways, and such the concept of these sound barriers and how they work is remarkable. Simply, in fact, it is one of the simplest solutions in the entire field of acoustics. In its wall, a hard surface made of wood, concrete, brick, and other reflective sound and durable materials. These walls protect America from unwanted sounds from the interstate. They are different but similar to the wall that President Trump wanted along the southern border to protect Americans from illegal aliens entering the country. I don't see why these walls wouldn't make any better, wouldn't make it just as good in my book. Anyway, on the length of the southern border wall and the southern wall in 2018, December 2018, the United States southern border in Mexico is 133 miles long, stretching from the Pacific Ocean to the tip of South Texas. Some of 700 of these miles have fencing in place. In nearly 2020, far left Washington Post shared this story that the barriers of the southern wall were actually 650 miles. The southern U.S. border has about 650 miles that takes a variety of forms in more urban areas, tall pedestrian fences in other places to stop people from crossing. In remote areas, the government uses vehicle barriers made from old railroad tracks and mountainous areas. They also use them and stretch them to follow the Rio Grande. There is man-made structures, but the Democrats and rhinos did all they could to prevent the building of the wall along the southern border. Congress will build walls to protect America from highway thugs, but won't give them a dime to protect America from illegal aliens, from which have criminal paths. The U.S. has had enough highway walls to cover the whole entire southern border nearly 1.5 times. So, what does this tell you, ladies and gentlemen? It is not the cost of the effort. It's all about priorities and donations. So, our federal government can't do anything right anymore. All they are is a bunch of drunken sailors, and that's all they're going to ever be. We need to put these people out, take them out, pitchforks, and torches. I don't care. They've got to go, people. If we're going to continue to have a legitimate country within the next couple months, people need to wake up and see what's happening, because they're already trying to do away with the Nuremberg Code, and that's something else I wanted to bring up on a different time frame. But the Nuremberg Code gives people, I'm going to wait and read it later, but anyway, look it up. You'll see exactly what it says. Hi, this is KT4ZXN, the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Back to KHJOY. Take it away, Bob.
All righty, Jesse, your signal came up immensely. What a truly, truly fan. KT4ZX Tennessee, KHJOY. Flora, N2 JTT, good evening. Mr. Marty, N2IRJ. Mr. Swine Bob is gone. Take me down to Mr. Moe for one last shout. Mr. Moe, one more shout from you. KD0RSA, I'm assuming you're keeping your powder dry.
Hola, hola.
RSA, Moe down out here in Nebraska. Well, what happened to Bill F.E.? Bill F.E., have you heard anything about him tonight, or?
Negative, he didn't check in. Negative on him checking in, over.
Okay, he didn't check in. Okay. I thought maybe last week I counteracted him. I thought maybe he got OPO'd or something. Well, maybe he did. I don't know. If he did, he did. Anyway, I don't have much to add tonight. I do appreciate getting on the net, and I'm still working on trying to make figure out how to make gunpowder out of black powder out of what I got out here, and it's a little harder than I thought, so I'm still going to be working on it. But anyway, there is some loose around that you can buy, so if you need it, you better buy it. Keep your eyes open, ears open, and keep your powder dry. You young fellows haven't seen nothing yet. KD0SA, I'll turn it back to you, Bob. Over.
Well, that is probably a true statement, Mo. We probably haven't seen nothing yet. All we can do is pray for this great country. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. KD0RSA, it's always, always a pleasure to hear you. With that being said, Mr. Gary, one final thought. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray. What's your last thought on your mind to do yours?
JOYWB2JAX. One last thing, and it belongs in the category of corruption. Afghanistan, a book written with Chris Hedges had the guest on, he said it would only take $5,000 to build an Afghan family a home. We couldn't provide them homes. They could make their own discs and all access, all the labor and all the material. Anyway, we spent $2 trillion or more, and in the Afghan chaos, planned genocide, if you want to call it that, which I do. And instead, we bombed the hell out of them. And Jesse, that Nuremberg Code, they do away with that. We're in history. We are completely gone. And that's what they try to do. And the very people, you got to understand who they are. That's the Soros and the people who run the government. It was, I showed the link to that fellow that made the Facebook, YouTube, about who owns the world. And it's all corporations, and they're all in it by themselves. The pharmaceutical company alone. They had a big thing out of tonight about how the pharmaceutical company is going to withdraw the SACLA agreement that they had because the dirtbags never even served an hour in jail. Instead of punishing them bastards, they give them a light sentence and they don't care. They don't go to jail. If they start putting these bums in jail, this shit would stop. KAAJOYWB2JAX.
Yes, get them bumped in jail. Appreciate your thoughts. KD2JAXKJY. Let me see if Mr. Russ, I still show him on the computer. Mr. Russ, KK4WX, are you still with us?
Roger, Robert, KAAJOY from KK4WX. Got a couple of things going on here. If I missed the turn, I do apologize. I've got one of these big 11-pound Boston butts on the pit cooker, and I'm kind of trying to, while I'm sort of playing radio, I was at the same time trying to nursemaid it. And it's got, still got a little ways to go, but I have to add some smoke to it and whatnot and get the thing going like it should and add more, fire to it. So looks like it's going to be one of those all-nighters, I'm afraid. But when we get it done, hopefully it'll be worthwhile, and I can have some good pulled pork and possibly make some good Brunswick stew to have when it turns cold, if it ever does. And talking about weather or cold and hot, I'll tell you what, here it is December 18th, and I know this is South Georgia, and we pretty well live in a warm part of the country, but we're generally not this warm. It's kind of unusual. I'm looking at the outside temperature gauge right now, and it says 70 degrees Fahrenheit, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what the temperature got up to today. I know it was higher than that. But, it wasn't too terribly hot, but it certainly wasn't cool by any means. As a matter of fact, I had to run the air conditioning in my truck when I was going to the store several times and going uptown and one thing or another. And then I even turned the air conditioner on in the house there to kind of cool it down at one point today. So kind of unusual weather, which... kind of telltale on that on all these tornadoes we had last week. Terrible tornadoes, and especially up there in Kentucky and all. And anytime you got hot air and cold air mixing, that's usually a recipe for disaster. That's what gets these tornadoes started. So I'm kind of, you'd be kind of foolish not to be concerned. And having said that, we've got a big, huge line of rain coming this way from the west. So I don't know what all's in it. I don't know if there's any. Hopefully, there's not any turbulent winds or anything like that. But you just don't never know when you got this kind of weather. It's kind of weird. So there you go. One of the organizations that I donate to, by the way, some of you might be interested in it. It's called 8 Days of Hope. 8 Days of Hope. I think you can look them up on the internet. And they're really good at helping people in this country that's suffering from natural disasters or one thing or another. I think also they have been involved with building safe houses for children that's been involved in sex trafficking crimes and things of this. They've been sex trafficking victims, I should say. So they built safe houses and things like that in several different states throughout the country. And of course, they're good at going to all these natural disasters and trying to help out. Now, having said that, I also want to mention Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan's Purse. I have given a whole lot of times when I get ready to pay my paid and I pay my tithes, a lot of times we'll give it to Samaritan's Purse because I know firsthand that over in Albany, Georgia, when they had those bad tornadoes over there, that's where my wife works, and she told me that Samaritan's Purse, their vehicles and big buses and trucks and all and tents and all this and that, they had that stuff set up almost verbatim after the tornadoes happened. FEMA didn't even get there ahead of them. So Samaritan's Purse is a good organization, and I highly recommend them. And another thing I like about Samaritan's Purse is when you go online and go to their website, they've got a drop-down box to where you can choose to wherever you want, whatever kind of location that you want that money to go to. In other words, if you want your donations to go towards helping disaster inflicted victims and stuff like that here in this country, you can designate your money to go there. Or if you want to designate it to go to missionaries and stuff like that might be going over to Africa or wherever around the world, down in Central America, South America, or whatever, you can allocate it that way. So I like that part about Samaritan's Purse. I'd highly recommend it to anybody that might be interested in donating to these organizations that are on the ground, that are helping these people out, that are really suffering. A lot of lives lost, a lot of people still missing and not accounted for. And, I'm sure they can use all the help that they can get. So with that, Robert, back over there to you, and hope you can copy this this little station out of Southern Georgia. KA8JOY from KK4WX, over.
Roger. Your station is doing well. I hope that your food cooks well and you enjoy it. It sounds delicious from here. And I've heard about that Samaritan's Purse. I've seen it advertised on, I don't know if it's Craigslist or Greenfield, but I did see the advertisement. So maybe I will take your recommendation and send them a contribution. Over.
Roger. Well, Samaritan's Purse, if you remember, good old Billy Graham. Billy Graham, that's his son. His son, Franklin Graham, is the one that's running that thing, I believe. So him and his sister, let's see, I can't think of her name. But anyway, I think that's the old Billy Graham. That's where that's come from, is the Billy Graham crusades and whatnot. Over.
Roger, roger. Good old Billy Graham, a definite man of God.
Yes, sir. I don't know if I dare say that when the time comes and everybody's meets in heaven and we get our rewards, I just imagine Billy Graham's going to be one of the ones that's on top of the list if there are any. Over.
Yes, sir. He might even be greeting us as we pass through. That'll be kind of exciting. KK4WX, thank you, Russell. KKKAJOY. Let me jump down to Frank for one last time. Whiskey 2, Gulf Ida Oscar. Mr. Frank, your final thoughts?
Okay.
Roger, roger. And again, we are in December 18th. Next week will be Christmas Day, the celebration of the Lord of our, the birth of our Savior. So that is the reason for the season. So thank you, Mr. Frank. With that being said, let me check to see if anybody else leaves. This is KJY looking for any last comments. Over. Nothing to hurt. Let me call out for any last minute thoughts, questions, and complaints. Nothing to hurt there. All right. Well, kind of a quick one. The band is definitely not favorable tonight, but thank you for those who jumped in here with us tonight for the great living death. As I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabaster good night wherever she is. As well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silas P, W1WTR, W9FAM, KE8INE, KN4CF, November 3, GBA, W2, WTW, W8, MTB, K4, DAR, KB2, DYP, KE2LO, N2IWN, and KI2J. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. Bless our first responders, our soldiers, our sailors, our captains, our coaches. And again, next week will be Christmas Day. So God bless you to every one of you. See you on Wednesday night. This is KAJY.
I'm going to go ahead and say 73s. I have nothing for the net as well. Let's see. Hey, you got one check-in out there. I'm trying to check in. I can barely pull them out. Let me see if I can get them before you take off, Bob.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, this station trying to check in. You want to try it again? Let's see if we can get your call in there.
This is November 3, Charlie Kilo, and 3CK, over.
Two of you in there. Space it out, guys. Let me see if I can get both of you.
November 3,
Okay, I missed you guys the call sign. I guess somebody jump in there and give me your call.
November 3, Charlie Kilo, SCK, over.
Okay, what's that? November 3, Charlie Kilo?
Roger, SCK. Just put up a new antenna, just trying to get a radio check. I'm over here outside Capital D.C. I'll talk to you, over.
Okay, you're very light on me. Give me that call one more time. Let me make sure I can get it.
You got it right. 10-3 CK, November 3 Charlie Kilo. Over.
You're not copying me, are you, Bob?
No, but I put it down as Nicholas, November 3 Charlie Kilo.
Yeah, that's not correct, Bob, so stand by. Let me see if I can get them. There's two stations in there. I'm just trying to pick them up.
The station is 3-3-2-3,
Charlie Kilo. Okay, hey, thanks, Frank. Yeah, I couldn't make them out. November 3, Charlie Kilo, stand by 1 second. Who's the other station? Okay, November 0, that's all I got. OIQ?
This is November 3,
OIQ. Okay, I got the Whiskey 0, November, and that was where I dropped off. All right, the November 0, November, Whiskey 0, November, finish your call again. Okay, Whiskey 0, Mexico, Yankee, Quebec. Okay, we got you in there. And name a location. Okay, I got you in Southwest Missouri, but that was a... I did not get your name exactly. Did you say Neil?
Mexico, Yankee, Romeo, Oscar, November.
He did that, Margaret. Okay, what's his name, Bob?
Myron. Yankee, Romeo, Oscar, November, Myron.
Okay, I got it that time. All right, thanks, Bob. Yeah, if you copy me there, Myron, it's very difficult. The band is very noisy. So good to have you aboard out of Southwest Missouri, Myron. So thanks for coming by. Whiskey 0, Mike Yankee, Quebec. Do you have anything else you want to add? Okay, well, I'm not pulling you out all the way, but thank you, sir, and appreciate you coming by. And back to you, Bob. You want, well, let's see. The November 3 Sierra Kilo, you still with us? Hey, Frank, you still in there? Go back to that call and see if you can pick him up.
Yeah, okay,
Okay, Frank, yeah, I couldn't be sure, but hey, good to hear you too, sir. A little bit light, but I'm still reading you better than I am anybody else. Hey, well, hey, gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and get ready and sign off here, but I just wanted to pick them other stations up, Bob, before we didn't leave nobody behind.
All right, Jesse, the gentleman by the name of Myron, he said he was copied in the mail and just checking in, so that was his comment.
Okay, well, very good.
All right, then, Bob, I guess we'll get ready and fold it up for tonight, and thank you again for running that. And Mr. Moe, take care out there in Nebraska.
Roger, roger. I'll see what I can do.
All right, God bless, and God bless you too, Mr. Robert and Miss Laura, and to JTT and everyone else. This is KG4ZXC in the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and I'm pulling the plug.
Roger, Roger. Step 3, everybody made it through it. This is KA-01. Roger, again, it's a pleasure to hear you. You're about the strongest signal to be out there in Nebraska. Stay warm. We'll check on you Wednesday. I'm on the inside of the door right now. I'll be here in the morning. Over.
On the inside of the door, it's been flames. We are, let me look, we're down to 30 degrees, and it's drizzling. It's raining a little bit, so that's going to turn into ice, so it ought to be kind of tight.
That'll be a little slick in the morning.
Roger, roger. All right, sir, good evening. God bless you. Thank you for coming in here.
73, Bob.